Okay, Akef Tishmun. What is the translation of the word Akef? Akev is a hard word, machlekes between Rashi and the Targum. V'chayani will be Akev. We'll hold off for one moment to the pasuk first. Akev Tishmu'un. Oh, I remember now why I need the microphone. Because if I turn my face, you're not going to hear me. Just one second. One second, please. All right. They're installing here in this shul internet very soon. They promised me they're going to give me access.
They're most probably going to get it from a yeshiva on the telecommunication law.
No, they have a new mikveh here. They renovated the mikveh and they have a credit card machine to let you come into the mikveh to fill up your card. So the credit card machine needs internet. So they're connecting it through to internet. And once they put in the wire, then they're going to add Wi-Fi for me.
The camera,
I don't know, the camera, whatever. I don't know about that. That's not on Wi-Fi. That's not connected. I mean, it's connected, but it's not connected live. All right, let's learn. If you don't hear me, let me know. Just holler. Some you will guard and you will do them. Vishomar Hashem Elokecha L'chol Sabris V'yesa Chesed Asher Nishpa La'avisecha. There's a deal. Hashem is a deal maker. You do yours, I will do mine. If you will listen to the Mishpatim, and you will guard them, and you will do them, then, now by the way, who's speaking here? Yeah, we have to appreciate that Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael, if you do yours, Hashem will do his. Vishomar, Hashem Elokecha L'cho, he will guard for you the bris, the chesed, asher nishvala avisech, what he promised your forefathers. It's a lot of ideas in this. This is a very, very thick pasuk. Moshe is telling Klal Yisrael to guard, to do three things. To listen to what? To the mishpatim. To listen to the mishpatim, and to guard them, and to do them. Listen to the mishpatim, guard them, and do them. That's three things. If you will do those three things, to listen, guard, and do, then Hashem will guard. It's not midah keneged midah. If this would be midah keneged midah, then Hashem should listen. If we listen to Hashem's mishpatim, then Hashem should listen to us, to listen to our tefillahs. There should be a reciprocation in shemia. It's very important what I'm saying, because the reason why this is important is because the word Akev is a real challenge to translate. It's a major, major challenge to translate this word. And the Targum, we're going to see in a few moments, seems to indicate there's going to be reciprocation. If it's true that there is reciprocation, then what's the reciprocation? If we listen to Hashem's mishpatim and we guard them and we do them, then Hashem will guard. What will he guard? Not us, not what we want, but what Hashem promised the others. What does one thing have to do with the other? First of all, we're the ones that are working hard. So why is Hashem now promising to guard what he promised the others? That's a separate issue. That's not our issue. Hashem anyway has a duty to be faithful to the others. Hashem should reciprocate to us in our own merit. And if we are doing three things, we're listening, and we're guarding, and we're doing, Hashem is only reciprocating one of those three things. He's only guarding, he's not listening, and he's not doing. All it says is Vishamar Hashem Elokecha L'cha, the bris and the chesed, asher nishpa la'avosecha. So if you want to suggest that the second half of the pasuk is midah keneged midah, you will have a very difficult challenge to show how the second half, starting with the word Vishamar Hashem Elokecha L'cha, is a reciprocation, is midah keneged midah to the first half of this pasuk. We are brought up, it's almost in our blood, There's always going to be midah keneged midah. There's always going to be poetic justice. for good and for bad. Whatever you do, it boomerangs. The chesed that you do with someone will boomerang to you, to your children, and that's a given. And here Moshe Rabbeinu is basically stating the obvious, but yet it doesn't make one bit of sense. And that's exactly what bothers Rashi. Let's see, look at Rashi. Let's see, go piece by piece. Mark, you don't hear the question? You don't hear the question?
No, I'm not getting it all.
Okay, so let's do it this way instead. Look at the Targum. The Targum says, instead of doing Rashi first, let's do the Targum first. Because the Targum is really the classic, traditional way to translate the pasuk. Do you have an Arash Chumash in front of you, maybe? I don't have it here in front of me. What is it? How do they translate this pasuk? How do they translate the word Akef?
This shall be the reward when you hearken to these ordinances, and you observe and perform them.
So they violated their rule. They always do this. They write in the Hakdama that this is a new Chumash, and they're going to translate the words according to Rashi. What you just said doesn't say anywhere in Rashi. This is what it says in the Targum. The Targum says the word Ekev means Chalof. In exchange. This is a business. This is a big business. There's no business like the yeshiva business. It's a business. You do this, we give you this. You give us money, your child graduates. Even if he gets an F.
I have a question.
Yeah?
And it will be because of your listening.
Because? The Hoya Akev, okay, that's also not like what it says in Rashi. And that's similar, it's related to what it says in the Targum. The Targum says one very, very powerful word. He says the word Akev means chalof, in exchange. In exchange. You do A, then in exchange, you get B. Okay? Now the problem is, now let's read the whole Targum. V'hei, it shall be, chalof, in exchange, diskablun, yos di naya. Well, the Targum is saving himself. When it says the word to listen, it means like Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Shema does not mean to listen. It means to accept. Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shemayim. What is Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shemayim? The Pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Where does it say in that Pasuk that you accept upon yourself the yoke of heaven? The answer is the word, whoever told you the word Shema means to listen. Who made it up? Shema doesn't mean to listen. Shema means to accept. It means to be mekabel. And here's a great Targum. The Targum here translates, Tish Me'un, Dis Kablun, Kabolas Oil Malchu Shemayim. When you say Shema Yisrael, it's where does it come from, that expression, Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim? Not from Rashi, it comes from the Targum. Everything, Akol Halech El Mokom Echad, everything goes back to the Targum. Shema means to accept. And what is it the Targum saying in the first word? In exchange. In exchange for accepting Yos Di Naya, Ho'ilein, these laws, this Sitrun, and the guarding, the sitrun means to guard, visabdun yosoin, to guard them, and to do them. The yitar, Hashem will guard, Hashem elokoch, loch to you, yos ki yomo, the yos chasto, the ki yomo means the bris, that's a word that we use often for a bris, the bris, the yos chisto, the kindness, de kayem, the kaye means which he took an oath. He's translating the word which he swore. Le'avo hosach. Now, the Targum has really put himself in a very, very difficult situation. Because chalof, the word chalof means literally it means in exchange. So that means there has to be a fair business. You go Consumer Reports. Consumer Reports would say to Moshe Rabbeinu that you were putting you out of business. We're shutting down the business. Because this is not a fair exchange. A fair exchange would be the Hoya Ekev Tishmuun Eis HaMishpatim O'Ele Uchmartem Va'asisem O'Isam. Then the Pasuk should say Vishamar Hashem Ulukach Lucha, all of the things that you want. You do what I want, I will do what you want. Where does it come here, the bris and the chesed asher nishpa lavosecha? That has nothing to do with the other side of the deal. Hashem took made a bris. He did ches, the chesed he swore to his forefathers. Hashem, that's your problem. You made a bris, the bris of us. You have to fulfill the bris of us, irrespective of if we behave or not. Because that's your bris. You took a shavua. You were so impressed. You were enamored with Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and you made for them a shavua. So you know that their children may not turn out to be the way you expect. If you still went and took a shavua, you have to fulfill your oath, regardless of the fact that we fulfill your mitzvahs or we do not fulfill your mitzvahs.
You're explaining to me that it's not making sense if we're saying it means exchange.
Exactly, exactly.
It has nothing to do with God fulfilling.
Exactly. So the Targum over here has translated the word Ekev, and his translation has crept in to every single translation in the world, including article who claims that they're going to translate this, they violate their rule literally every pasuk. It's unbelievable. The Shneur wrote that. They in all of their editions, there's this edition, they have a million editions, every edition they have a different translation. But every translation always, it comes back to the Targum, that the word Ekev means in exchange. The word exchange means there's a fair deal. There is, you do your part of the deal, I'll do my. There's reciprocation. Chazal say, kol midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu are mida keneged mida. The mida keneged mida here, what we would expect the Pasuk to say is that if we will guard Hashem's laws, we will accept them, and we will guard them and do them, then Hashem will guard our laws. What are our laws? Our laws are, we have needs. We want to just live and be healthy and have parnasa and don't get into trouble. Those are our laws. All right? The laws of society of every healthy, normal person is live and let live. I just don't let people kill me. Don't give me parnasa. Give me what to eat. Give me nachas for my children. And that's it. Those are my laws. I'll guard your laws. You guard my laws. Chalaf! Is that what it says? And the end of the pasuk, nothing doing. Hashem will guard the bris, and the chesed that he swore that he, to your, our forefathers, that he will bestow upon us. Wait a minute. That's not part of the deal. Hashem has a duty to fulfill the bris and to give chesed to Klal Yisrael, even if we misbehave. Because that was a deal you made with the others, not with us. So what's the meaning? Ekev. Targum is very difficult. Rashi could not sleep. And that's why Rashi says that cannot be the translation. V'hoya Ekev Tishmun. Rashi says, whoever told you, it means chalaf. The pasuk doesn't make any sense. Where'd you get this from? So you know what the word Ekev means? He says something even more bizarre, Rashi. Rashi, he goes because of the question is so great. The question is so massive on the Targum, it forces Rashi to say something that is really, really way out. Ekev means the heel, the ankle. The Ekev is the heel, and it means im hamitzvos kalos she'odom dosh ba'akovav tishmu'un. If we will guard, If we will the mitzvahs of Hashem that a person steps on, if we will guard, we're not discussing all the mitzvahs, we're going now into a very specific subcategory of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs which are not important. And when Rashi says, when you look at the Targum, I want to say something very important, something a little bit different than you'll hear on by an average sefer. The average person is going to say to you, they're going to quote a chazal, they're going to say to you like this. You have a zohir b'mitzvah kala ki b'mitzvah chamura she'i ato yodea schoron shel mitzvahs. A person should guard a minor mitzvah like he guards a major mitzvah because you don't know what the reward is. So when you learn this chazal in first grade, what do they tell you? They tell you something that's really, really very dangerous. Extremely dangerous. Let's take a look. What would we call a mitzvah kala? We'll call a mitzvah kala, let's say talking during davening. I'm making up things, okay? I'm saying crazy things now for the sake of illustration. Be very careful not to talk during Chazor Sashatz, just like you're not Mechal Shabbos. Because you don't know what the reward is. You don't realize that maybe in Shemayim they give more reward or more punishment for talking and not talking during davening than they give for being Meisa Nefesh to be Shemayim Shabbos. That's what the people say. This is how people will take their Ma'amah Chazal. Have a Zohir, the Mitzvah Kala, Kimitzvah Chamura, She'i Ato Yodea Maton Scharen Shal Mitzvahs. And when you take that idea in a very naive way, you can really damage people by telling them it's just as important to not talk. Let's say talking is a very bad thing. Let's find something very, very let's find something Mayim Achronim. Okay, Mayim Achronim. It's just as important to wash Mayim Achronim as it is marrying a non-Jew, intermarriage. They're the same level. Is that what it says? Have you zohir b'mitzvah kala k'mitzvah chamura? Intermarriage is exact the avera of not washing Mayim Achronim is just as bad as intermarriage. That you go down that path, right? That's what it means, right? But that's ridiculous. That is totally absurd to say that. But that's what Chazal say. Chazal have a zohir mitzvah. So the answer is, just because they're telling you to be nizer in observing, because you don't know the reward, but still, catch your breath. There's something called a mitzvah kala, and there's something called a mitzvah chamura. They're not the same. No, v'yodata hayom hashivayisel levecha, there's a mitzvah kala and a mitzvah chamura, and there's a separation between the two. You should be very meticulous, but let's not forget, there's taka, there's mitzvah kala, there's chamuras. According to the Targum, we are not differentiating between any mitzvah whatsoever. There's no differentiation. The Hoya, it will be Akef, in exchange for being an observant Jew and being Shomer Torah u'mitzvahs. If you're an observant Jew, you're Shomer Torah mitzvahs, you do Taryag mitzvahs, oh, Hashem's gonna guard the bris, the chesed from 3,000 years ago. Oh, Ribbono Shel Olam, forget about the avos. What about me? I'm a good guy. I did a lot of mitzvahs. I also want some of my own merit. I also want a check. I also want, forget about the avos. Alright, then we'll get off. I want my own merit. A person has a need to earn his own, to earn his own reward, his own, make his own way. Targum says, sorry, it's not what it says in the Pasuk. It's very disturbing. Rashi says something amazing. Rashi says, yeah, mitzvah chamurois and mitzvah kalis. If you do a mitzvah chamura, a person has a nisoyon to mechal Shabbos, he literally does not have what to eat. He has a family to feed. He's starving. And he doesn't go to work on Shabbos. And if he has all the excuses to go pikuch nefesh, all the excuses, and they're good excuses, but he's meiser nefesh, oh, you did a mitzvah chamura, Hashem says, you know what? I am going to reward you. You did a mitzvah chamura, I'm going to reward you. But let's say you nizer in you wash mayim achrayim until your wrist. Yimamashim nizer, you nizer in mayim achrayim, a mitzvah kala. So you expect Hashem to do miracles for you? This is not Judaism. It's a very nice thing.
Rashi is qualifying his mitzvah kalos
exactly
by adding in she'odam dash
ba'akovov akev. Akev means the heel.
Right, I know what, but it would not mean every mitzvah kalos. There are probably
okay, fine. So you want to go focus on a subcategory of a subcategory. A subcategory. A very select group of mitzvahs which are not so important. And the taka are not so important. That's the difference I want to say. People like to say, every mitzvah is the same. It's not true. It's not true. Every mitzvah is not the same. All Chazal say is, you should be nizhar in observing. But don't tell me the chomer hadavar of mayim achorim is the same chomer hadavar as intermarriage. They're not. But it says in the Chazal, heavy zov mitzvah kala mitzvah chamura. That's a very dangerous statement. You have to know what that means. All it means is a person should be meticulous, but it doesn't take away from the fact that there's something called the mitzvah kala and there's something called the mitzvah chamura, strict and stringent. Now, with that in mind, we have a much more tangible pshat in the pasuk. Rashi is saying, is that you can imply the following from Rashi. If a person observes the mitzvahs chamuras, he's shomer Shabbos with mesiras nefesh, he's nizer into marriage, he's nizer in tares hamishpacha, he's nizer in mechayve, mechaylev, and kashrus, all the chumr, guess what? Hashem is going to reward you. You partially that's a basic principle of Judaism, is kol midosav shel hakadosh baruch hu hein mida k'neged mida. Hashem is, you do my work, I do your work. You observe my laws, I will observe your laws. What are your laws? Your laws are parnasa, children, everything should be good. That is the introduction to the parasha. But what about if a person, in addition to doing all the big stuff, he does the little things? The mitzvah she'odom dosh be'akevav. The mitzvah you step on, these are minhagim, you know, these are hechre in yanim, what are you? So a person will say, I can't ask Hashem to reciprocate and give me incredible blessing when it comes, because I'm meticulous in these particular mitzvahs. That's how it goes. You don't get a bonus. You don't get a bonus for those type of things. If you work and your desk is clean, every day when the day is over, you clean your desk. Oh, so you get a bonus? You get a bonus if you bring in the money. You go and you get a contract. You accomplish something. Oh, but you know, look at my workplace. Look at my desk. I polished it. I bought in Windex and I made it nice and shiny. I want now a $2 million bonus. You don't get a bonus for bringing Windex and cleaning your desk. You get a bonus for bringing in a new client and bringing into the business billions of dollars. So what are you out of your mind? You're going to go because of the Windex? You want to get a bonus? So the answer is, that's right. You're right. But you know what you're going to get? I got a little something special for you. The others. It's the taka, not you. When you do the little details, the little things, then I am going to bring for you, and I'm going to remember, I'm going to guard the zuchus others. Because the zuchus others are also not the main thing. It's not the main thing. Avada, we have a principle of zuchus others, but you can't live your whole life on zuchus others. Zechus Avos is like the red telephone. You have in a shul a red telephone on the wall. What's the red telephone there for? Some people think it's a hatzala. The guy in the shul, he wasn't so clever. He asked me, what are they putting the red? I said, you don't know. On Yom Kippur, you know, I told him, he really believed me. The guy was like a tam. You know, on Yom Kippur, the Shliach Tzibur, he gets vibes. If Rebbeinu Shel Olam is accepting his prayers, if something doesn't go right, we go to the red phone and we call them up directly. You can't live your whole life on Zchus Avos. You have to make your own way. If you make your own way, then Zchus Avos is an emergency. Okay, Zchus Avos is a red telephone. But Zchus Avos is also icing on the cake when you make your own cake. So here, Rashi is beautiful. Rashi, he reads the Targum. The Targum says, Chalof. What in the world are you talking about? How could you read this pasuk? You read this pasuk how many every year? You read this pasuk in shul 4 times, Mark. 4 times a week you read this pasuk. Did you ever think about this pasuk? Doesn't make any sense. Shabbos mincha, Monday, Thursday, Shabbos morning. It doesn't make any sense, according to the Targum. And the Targum's translation appears in literally in every translation in the whole world from time immemorial. They're going to sneak in, somehow, because they cannot tolerate to translate the pasuk what it says in Rashi. If a person will observe those selected mitzvahs that are so insignificant in the eyes of the Jewish people, they just step on them, then Hashem, you go show me a translation in any language that says what Rashi translates. It's not Rashi. Rashi's a translator. Es lo bossi el lefarish. Im ha-mitzvahs, ha-kalois. We're not discussing all the mitzvahs. She'odom dosh ba'akovav, tishma'un, then, v'shema Hashem v'kehu chasem v'sev zachesed. Now we're talking. Now we understand. Pasuk is telling us, you're doing already all the mitzvahs. If you're doing all the, because a person's not going to go do the mitzvahs that you dosh ba'akovav if you don't even do the basics. So obviously a person is doing the basics. You're observant. You're doing the basics. And now you, so in the zuchus of the basics, Hashem is gonna, Nida Keneged Nida is gonna give you what you deserve. Your loss. But now the pasuk is coming to give you a bonus that you wouldn't expect. If you'll do the mitzvah she'odam dosh ba'akavav, which is not something you can ask Hashem to reciprocate for, you know what? Hashem notices everything. He'll give you something that's taka, just like it's not something that you could expect to receive personal reciprocation. Hashem will reciprocate, not personally, from the zuchus avos, the zuchus of the bris and the chesed. Rashi is unbelievable. Rashi really hit the nail on the head. And the only reason why you can appreciate Rashi, this is the whole purpose of the shiur, is only because the Targum set him up. The Targum is a setup for every Rashi. Targum, chalof? What are you talking about? An exchange? Rashi says, I don't know, it can't be. Im ha-mitzvah sakalois. Where does the word ekev mean a select group of mitzvahs? Because the word ekev means a heel. She'odom dosh ba'akov. A person steps on with his heel, tishmun. Then v'shama Hashem yishmol lecho haftacha, so he will guard haftacha, not to you, haftacha he made to your zeda. Okay, enough said. Pasuk beis, pasuk yud gimel.
V'ahei v'cha. The thing that bothers me with not what you said, but what bothers me according to the onus Yonus Megazil have the same word, but then Abraham was correct in asking v'moi daki roshena. If that's what you say, then how do I know? In other words, that's what we say he was asking, according to some of Farshim.
Okay.
How do I know that everybody will be deserving?
Be deserving? How will be deserving?
If you are deserving at the time, then it'll happen. Because it was the late 40 years, because you weren't deserving.
Okay, that goes back to deserving. Okay, but see, a brist, pashta system. Okay. The pashta is a brist means even if you're not deserving. And a shavua, you don't have a choice. You take a shavua in a bris, a covenant, it doesn't depend on schus. This is the way it's going to be, whether you like it or not. Okay, that's a general question. So, I mean, what's the, Hashem has to be the shama? I hear.
Then the Avram's kind of would have been good according to that shot. You know, I mean,
it was realistic. All right.
Pasuk Yud-Gimel. Vahevich Hashem will love you, uveiracha, he will bless you, uveirbecha, and he will cause you to increase in number. Uveirach pri vitnecha, he will bless the fruit of your womb. Ufri ad mosecha, the fruit of your land. Degarcha, your grain, siroishcha, your wine, v'yitzarecha, your oil, Shigar Aleph, and this is going to be a big topic of discussion over here in this Rashi and the Targum. This is going to be a machlokes. What does it mean, the word Shigar Aleph Echa? These are very difficult words to translate. We translate this means the fruit of your animals. It basically corresponds to, according to Rashi, as we've always been taught, pre vitnecha, the fruit of your womb. Children, human beings, Shigar Aleph Echa is a sophisticated way to describe the children of your sheep. Okay, or of alafech alafech means your flock of your animals. Which animals? I guess it means cows. It means, okay, we have to go see Rashi. I don't even know myself. I don't remember. Alafech means, I guess, the older animals, the bigger animals. It means the shigar. The shigar means what shigar? What comes forth. What shoots forth. When a baby is born, the baby comes out of the womb, it goes forth. Alafecha means your animals. Your animals, aleph is one. Aloif bina, aleph means like an aleph, a chief. Your best animals. The fruit, the baby animals that go forth from your animals, we'll come back to this one moment. The ashteroi soinecha. What does that mean? It means, another fancy word, the babies of your sheep. Why are sheep called ashteros? So Rashi will tell us, it makes their owners ashirim, wealthy, oisher. It makes them wealthy. We have to review this in the Rashi one moment. Al ho'adama, asher nishba lavosecha, lo seslech. Again, here we have a repetition, going back to the others. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi, there's a lot of things going on in this Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Yud-Gimel says, shigal afecha. So Rashi has no problem with, I will love you, I will bless you, I will increase you, I will bless your children, the fruit of your land, your grain, your wine, your oil. And the first comment of Rashi is Shigar, that which shoots forth Alofecha. Rashi, Vilodei Bekorecha. Alofecha means Bokor. What's Bokor? Cattle. What's cattle? Oxen. Ox includes many categories. A para is an ox. A para oxen. The children is the shigar. Alafecha is bokar, oxen. Why in the world would we use the word shigar to refer to a child? Let the pasuk say the pre alafecha. The pre bikorecha. Why did we use these funny words? So Rashi answers the question, Shanikeva mishageres mi me'eha. The female animal sends forth. It sends the baby forth. It's mishageres. It sends it out from her womb. Okay, that's Rashi. If Rashi decided to make this comment, you can be certain he's coming to make a statement to the Targum. You can be certain he has an issue with the Targum, and that's why he decided, I have to make a statement. Next, the Ashteroi Sonecha. What does it mean, Ashteroi Sonecha? What makes you wealthy of your tzoin? Menachem Perish, Abirei Boshan. What does that mean? The Abirei, the mighty ones of Boshan. Mivchar Hatzoin, the best. The best of sheep, k'moy ashteros karnayim, like the location, it means the best. L'shoin chozek, ashteros means strength. It means strength. The mighty ones, the nivchar hatzoin, adiri boshan. Now, what does it mean? Boshan. Boshan means sheep. Okay, Boshan means, I guess it means sheep. It's a pasuk. I'm sorry. It's he's quoting a pasuk in Tehillim, and just like there, the word abirei means the best animals of this territory, a territory in Eretz Yisrael called Bashan. So here, when it says the word ashtarais, it means the best. Mivchar tzayin, and in this context, it means the best. Kumoi, another example, ashtarais karnayim. That's the name of a place. And why was it called ashtarais? It means the strength of the horn. A keren means a horn, karnayim, horns, b'loshon rabim. A horn is the weapon of an animal, and it represents the strength of an animal. Okay, every country is defined by their weapons. We all know that. A nuclear state, a state that has nuclear weapons, is in a different category. If you have big weapons, a military, then you have different chashivas. The place called Ashtarois Karnayim, the strength of their horns, is an expression which means power. Lashon Chayzek. So far, what do we have over here? When it says Ashtarois, it means the strength of your sheep, the best of your sheep. The Unkelis Tirgim, the Edrei Anoch. It means the flock. Nothing to do with strength. An Eder means a collection of animals. That's what Unkelu says. We'll come back at one moment. Rabbi Seinu Amru, Lama Nikra Shemam Ashtarois. Why are they called Ashtarois? Shemea Sharois. It makes their owners rich. Miloshan Ashirus, wealth. So Sachako, we have three translations of the word. Either it means strength, the best of your sheep, the Mivchar Hatzoin, or it means your flocks. Adorim, flocks, not necessarily the best sheep, flocks of sheep, or it means possessions, objects, which bring great wealth to their owner. And in the time of the Torah, if you own sheep, it means you're a gevir. It's like today, you know, in real estate, what does he do? Oh, he's in real estate. Oh, he's in real estate. Oh, he's a tycoon, real estate. Okay, you're going to go, oh, what is he? He's in oil. Oh, oil. What does he do? Technology. Tesla. Oh, technology. It's considered to be an asset or an industry that is recognized as being very successful. Anyone that's involved in this industry is a billionaire. Time of Chazal, if you had sheep, you were a billionaire. That's what it means. Ashirus. So, Sach HaKol, we have here three different translations for the word Ashirus Kenayim. And we have Rashi only mentioned of it when it means Shkar Lefecha. And it's very interesting. Rashi, more often than not, disagrees with the Targum. Rashi, 99% of the time, doesn't even bother to tell us what the Targum says. He just, like the Targum never existed. He just tells you what it means. And sometimes, Rashi's polite. Targum says this, but I say that. And Rashi is extremely precise. Sometimes Rashi first says the Targum, Derech Eretz Kadmu Torah. The Targum translates the pasuk like this. But I say it means this. Here in this Rashi, it's amazing. In one pasuk, he ignores the Targum like it never even existed. And in the next word, he first says his pshat first. And then, you should know, as a second runner-up, I'll tell you what the Targum says. Order is very important, and omission is even more important. And Rashi here is playing with us. He's mamish playing games with the Targum. He's ignoring the Targum, or he's acknowledging in another part of the pasuk, but he's putting the Targum in position number two. I come first. Now let's see the Targum of this pasuk very quickly before we run out of time. Pasuk Yud Gimel says, the year Cha Minoch, Hashem will have Rachmanis upon you. Vivarchich Noch, Hashem will bless you. Vyas Geinoch, Hashem will make you great. Okay, virbechayla sagi. It means to be great. Vivarech valdo dimoach, and he will bless the children of your stomach. Dimoach means your stomach. The iba da ara, iba means the fruit of the land. Da aroch, avurach. The avurach, I guess, means your grain. The chamrach is your wine. Umishchach and your oil. And here is the words that I told you that Rashi totally ignored. Rashi says, Shegar alofecha. What your bokar shoot forth. The baby pops out. It just shoots out. That's the meaning of Shegar. Mishageres. That's not what the Targum says. He translates the word Shegar means Bakre Toirach. The bokar of your oxen. So alafecha is your oxen, and shigar is the bakre. What does bakre mean? What exactly is bakre? So here, he explains, I have here a sefer that I have been cheating from on the Targum. This sefer is gold sefer, the Ma'at Sadi, and he says, bakre kavanosai, mokoim, shesham oimdim hashavodim, the place, he brings the Aruch, where the oxen are stationed. I would never know this. Bakre means it's like the corral, the pen, where you keep the animals. Shigar means it's the location. It's not like all the other words in this pasuk. The pasuk begins the pre vitnecha, the pre admosach. Then when it goes to Shigar, Rashi says Shigar means the pre. Except here we're going to use a very sophisticated word for pre. The mother, when she's giving birth, she sends out the baby. She has a cramp, she has a convulsion, and the baby goes shooting out like an arrow. So it means a baby. The baby that shoots forth from the mother. No. That's not what it means, according to the Targum. It means it's the location. It's the corral. It's the pen. What's the better word? It's the place where they keep all the animals. The ranch where they keep all the animals. They're all collected.
The barn.
The shigar is the barn of Hashem. Will bless the barn. He'll bless the barn where all the animals are hanging out. That's what it says. It's a mokoim. What really translates over here on the bottom. I have a sefer. It says mokoim, a place shesham oimdim hashvodim. The Av Shunkelis, now yes, a very gewaldige kasha, because what's the kasha? You should be very familiar with this. Tfilin. In the parish of Tfilin, it's written, the Peter Sheger Behema. When we describe the firstborn of an animal, it's called the Peter, the opener, the one that opens up the mother's womb, Sheger, that shoots forth. So Rashi's right. Rashi has such a perfect source in the law of pidyon haben and pidyon peter rechem of an animal. The word sheger is used in reference to a baby. The baby comes shooting out of the mother's womb. So Rashi's right. So why is the Targum trying to go and run away from the obvious translation of Sheger? It refers to a baby like it means in that pasuk. No, not here. Even though there, in that context, the Targum agrees, it means a baby that goes forth. Now, he doesn't tell you why, but over here there's a sefer. I'm reading now a commentary from a person who just died very recently. He writes over here, Ulai ledaitoi, Shagar alafech, ein perusha shabehemos mishageres vimecha, ela mishlach shar, a place of pasture. The word sheger means a location. It could be, maybe what he means, I think what he means over here is that you send the animals to the pasture. Shagar, einachanami. It means to send out. But it doesn't mean to send out of your womb when you're in labor. It means send the animal out for lunch. It's lunch. It's 1 o'clock. Go to the restaurant. Here's my credit card. Shigar alofecha. Get out of here in the house. You get out of the house, go to the restaurant, go eat something. Don't worry, you'll eat outdoors, there's social distancing, they'll take care of you. You send the animal to a location to eat. So it also means to send away, but it's a mokoim. So he's not really contradicting himself. That's how he explains it. I thought he wants to defend. He's trying very hard to defend Rashi, to defend the Targum. Okay, but then they get the finish of the Targum, we're just done. Bakur, the location of where the oxen they eat, the Edre Anoche, we learned that. Edre means a flock. It does not mean Ashri, does not mean Chizek, does not mean rich. Al arod kayem le'ava hosach le'mitmach in the land that your forefathers promised to give to you. Alright, so we did today two pisukim. We have some chidushim, Rashi, and Unkelis to bring out some amazing stuff here. They're buried right in front of our eyes. Hidden gems, right in front of our eyes, some Rashi and Unkelis. Thank you very much for joining me. Have a wonderful night, wonderful evening. Be well to all of you. Tamari, you there?
Yes.
Shalom Aleichem. There's no V'hoyim Shemaya on this week's parasha. There's only good. There's no V'hoyim Shemaya. Only good.
The whole parasha wants to hear Re'e.
We're going to Re'e.
But I told her that she's in this week's parasha.
That's right. Dvash tamarim. Sweet.
Right?
Sweet. Dvash tamarim. Sweetness.
Okay, you happy?
Yeah.
Say thank
you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night. A good night.
Go ahead. Good night. Bakari is the, like tamari. It's the place where the tamar trees are. It's like you said, corral,
exactly, corral.
Yeah, your backyard where you keep the cows.
Exactly, close corral. All right.
So who's the guy who wrote the sefer on Unkelis?
His name is this is such an amazing sefer. You can't even imagine. It's called Ma'at Tzori. I'll show you on the computer. You see? Can you see it? Ma'at Tzori.
Chamisha. Who wrote it?
Friedman gave money. His name is on this. Here he is. He died right. Look when he died. Tavshin Ayin Tes. Yaakov Zev Lev.
Lev, right? You told us, right? He has all the Yachsidish Haskamas Meir Shara.
This is the fourth edition.
Yeah.
Yaakov Fischer of Nizan Karelitz. And let's see, they died already, these people. They all died already.
You know who's making a wedding in Zion Hill?
Who?
Rabbah Rabinowitz.
Oh, yeah? Who's he marrying off? Who?
Yeah.
Who?
His daughter. He has a daughter, Leah.
Who's she marrying?
A guy died in the corona. His name was Pluchek or something in the beginning.
Yeah. Rashida. A grandson from what's it called? In Borough Park.
Yes, Moshe or something like that.
Really?
So he's making it a chinka. You have to come with a mask. So if you don't want to come here, it's no problem. It's enough the family's going to be there, but they're
probably charging him an arm and a leg.
I don't know. Maybe not, because...
Chinka's very expensive. They don't play games there.
But they don't have what to do. What do they do?
Chinka is a very expensive place. They don't play games there. I know.
It depends what he's going to give. He's probably just going to give chicken or whatever.
Abba.
Yeah.
No more plans for this.
I'm going next week to a wedding on the 11th. On Tuesday. Lakewood wedding. Lakewood.
Yeah, okay. But they have a small hall.
No, they're pretty big. They have big holes there. They have big holes there. Pretty, very big holes.
Just as big. Wear masks?
I highly, highly doubt it.
You doubt it, right?
Highly, highly doubt it. Highly doubt it. I went last week, not last week, 2 weeks ago, I went to a Shalom Zocher. I was horrified. You know why I was horrified? 80% of the people were not wearing masks, but the grandparents were there. They wanted to come. They sat at the end of the table. They looked like astronauts.
With masks and shields and everything?
You name it, they had it. The shields with the masks and with this and with that. It was like...
And they should have had someone standing blocking the...
No, they were separated. Over. They were completely isolated. They were like... There was like a table.
Okay. I sent you a copy of the letter Golkowitz, Rabbi Golkowitz sent out to the shul.
What do you say?
It looks like a... Huh?
What do you say?
I sent it to you.
That's cool.